My daddy was superstitious too. He wouldn't, if he's gonna plant this field down here, he would go down there and do something on Thursday evening.
If
he wouldn't start Friday, he wouldn't start any job on Friday.
Did he?
Unless he could get through with it. Now, if he knew he could start a job on Friday morning and get through with it before the day, though, he would.
Would he plant by signs?
He was very much of a sign planter.
Yes, sir. He marked hogs by signs.
You know, it'd be a joke if it turned out that they were right after
all. Yes, it would.
After all, do you remember any superstitions about, or real events about ghosts or haunts?
Yes, this hill right here is noted. But we've lived here many, many years, and we've yet to see that first ghost or haunt.
Is that right?
But we've heard stories, and my aunt, my daddy's sister, used to live here. There's a great big house. Oh, it was a huge house. It burned. And as a child, I used to come here. And all the scary tales they'd tell, it would just scare us to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've heard her husband would tell about the different lights that would start up on the ridge. And he'd say, "Now just wait, you'll see them." But I never did see it, but they'd tell about it. Oh, it was scary, and that house was scary.
Did you ever, as a child, think you saw a ghost or a hint?
Oh, I think I did. I've seen them a lot of times, but I really don't think I did, but I thought I did, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people tell very convincing stories. You know, before, well, the countryside, before electricity, was just absolutely totally black, and
mm-hmm.
They would see lights and
mm-hmm.
Smell goat. Did you ever hear that?
No.
If a ghost were passing, they would smell. They have the smell of a goat.
Well.
And smell of burning, like brimstone, things like that. So that's why I'm interested in whether
mm-hmm.
People used to think they were associated with the devil or.
Well, I don't know whether they thought that or not, but this aunt and uncle of mine could just really scare me to death right here on this very hill.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the old house burned, the big old house, and when Ezra and I moved here, married moved here, we moved to a little house that was back up in the field, a little two-room house. And, of course, there's an old cistern. It's still out yonder, and then there's another cistern right under the corner of this room when this house was built. It was filled up. But that old cistern, you know, after the house burned, the bricks crumbled and it had grown up with bushes. And we had some more people living in a little house out here that was helping Asia farm. And this woman said, "Now there's a haint that comes up out of that cistern every night at midnight." And said she's got on a long flowing robe and long black hair. So I've seen her. Well, we decided one night that we'd just come down here and wait for it. And we sat out there till about 2 o'clock. That haint never did come out of that cistern.
Well, I
just don't know whether
you probably discouraged her.
Well, probably so. But I can remember coming here when my aunt lived here, and we'd come and chop cotton for my uncle. And my aunt would stay here. They had this big old house, was huge. It was four great big rooms straight back, and then three straight back, and then three straight back. Is that big, and they were huge rooms too. And she would cook, and then at dinner time she would bring our dinner to us and to the field. And most of the time they all thought I was too little to chop cotton, and they'd leave me here to help her fix the dinner and bring it in the buggy too up there. And that was great fun eating up there, because she was a good cook. And this my uncle had every one of these ridges named. And every holler.